is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Cynthia A. Sandor, S-A-N-D-O-R. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. You can get that book at Amazon. Her website is cynthiasandor.blogspot.com. And I just think this whole concept of being strong individuals, being able to build a strong country, and that is exactly what Germany was attempting to do in this program. They were not attempting to take over and control children. They were teaching children to be good, strong adults, correct?
Exactly. Now, my research is in Lanyard Lager based on my mother's journal and from my family stories. But the National Socialistic upbringing trains the Lanyard girls to build their moral character and to learn to be in service. I mean, they were educated to become responsible German women. They had to be physically fit and good character standing and ready to serve and help the people. They were empowered by their camp leaders because they were taught how to build their self-confidence, how to build their self-esteem and their self-worth by their various training and the activities. And my mother told me before she passed away when we were talking about the book that she said she felt like she was a very valuable member of society, and that she had a sense of purpose by being in the Hitler Youth, because the government paid for these children to go to the Lanyard Lager camps and to learn. And there were, in the camp, there were three directors, so to speak. There was Fraulein Dieter, and she was 21 years old. And she held the highest position as the troop leader. And she instilled very high expectations of the girls to perform their duties. I mean, using paramilitary-like disciplinary measures to train the girls. And then Fräulein Albrecht is the Lagerführerin, which is the camp leader. And her job was to motivate and inspire the girls to learn willingly and to perform their duties. Because Fraulein Albrecht instilled a certain code of moral ethics. And lastly, there was 19-year-old Fräulein Gruber, who was the economic assistant leader, and she oversaw the management of the lager, and she taught the girls how to manage the home, including the finances. And I know that because I met and spoke with the last four surviving members of this Lanyard Camp Seidorf. And they are currently alive. They live in Germany, in Austria. And so they kept their own journals. And so I was able to correspond back and forth with them to get more detailed information. In the Niederschlesian area, which is the lower district area of the Seidorf, it's near Jelena Góra in Poland right now, Susie Gent was the Untergauführerin, and she was later replaced by Fräulein Roselle Herrmann. But they oversaw the loggers of the camp to make sure that they were working properly to a certain protocol, okay? Right. Because all this was under the direction of the Reich's Ministry for Science, Education, and Culture. In other words, the government cared about their children because they wanted to teach them how to be moral citizens for their country.
All righty. We do have to take a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll take some calls.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. GeoffLawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander. There's been an interesting situation. I've received an email numerous times about this individual called Kitty Worthman. And apparently she was 12 years old when the voters in Austria elected Hitler. And then she goes on to talk about how terrible life was in Austria. Yeah. And she claims that as soon as Austria became part of Germany in 1938, they immediately went into the classrooms and they did away with Christianity, and they did all kinds of terrible things. and I'm thinking that this is really kind of a big farce. Could you shed a little light on that?
Yes, actually, from what my mother had told me, that's exactly what happened, because they, and I write about it in the book here, that the cross was replaced with the portrait of their Führer and the Hakenkreuz flags, and they had to sing a certain canticle every morning to their leader. And so, yes, that is truthful, even from what my mother had told me and from what my family had told me in Europe. But that didn't have a big impact on them because they were little kids. You know, you're talking 8, 9, 10-year-old kids, and to them it was just something else that happened. It was a change, and they just went along with it. So
life got better in Austria as soon as Germany annexed Austria, correct?
Exactly. Yes. Yes, because even my mother told me once when my mother told me that her mother, Josefa, received 1,000 Reichsmarks because she was an outstanding German mother. She received the German, the Mother Cross, and she received 1,000 Reichsmarks, and that's what was able, she was enabled at that time to buy a car, get a brand new washing machine, buy clothes for the kids, and put food on the table. They were very happy after Austria was annexed into Germany.
Okay. We do have some callers lining up, so why don't we take a phone call? Let's take George from Long Island. George, welcome to the program. George, you there?
This is anti-Semite.
Pardon me?
It sounds like he's breaking up.
Yeah. Is George on the line or no? Okay. All righty. If you want to make a comment or a call at 800-313-9443, that might be a troll. We did have some trolling yesterday.
Can I just shed some light on this subject here with Lanyard Lager? Lanyard was not an original concept in 1941. The Lanyard began during the Weimar Republic as a labor market policy for all young people under the term state aid. And in March of 1934, the participation became mandatory for all the boys throughout Germany to go into the national political training with working in the Lanyard program, and it replaced the ninth-year academic curriculum of the schools, and it sheltered them from the parental guidance and of the religious services. But once when the Second World War started, the boys had to leave and go into the war, and the girls were then replacing them in the Lanyard service. So even back in the 30s and even back before then, it was always instilled, from what I understand, the raising of the children in Germany is they were brought up to respect their elders, respect their teachers, and to learn as much as they can. And when I go over there today, you know, some people say, "Oh, you're the big rich fat American." I said, "Why do you say that?" And they say, "Oh, because I watch Dallas and Dynasty." I'm like, "Hello, I work my butt off, you know." But even the Europeans have a different viewpoint of America, and this is again from people I've met over there, and they say that we're very gluttonous, that we throw things away, that we don't conserve and preserve things. You know, if our cell phone dies, we throw it out and get another one. You know, we live in our houses for 10 years, and we move and get another house, where my family's lived in the same houses for 50, 60 years. You know, they have a little bit more respect for their country and for their family values. I think personally, from what I've seen, they're much higher. And the people that I've met here that have European roots, I see that their children go much further. You know, they're in college. They have very well-established jobs. They drive around in very nice cars. They dress. They dress very nicely, and they have a very good command of the English language. They don't go around in those saggy pants and think, "Oh, I'm really hip and cool." And that's not where it is. And what I'm hoping for with the book is to kind of like open up, you know, the mindset of the people to say, "Hey, this is what life was like," and from a historical point of view, and just to look, see how the children were raised during this time to how they were raised now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just something I wanted. You know, I also want to dispel the myth that the girls in the BDM were only raised to breed as many children as possible and to stay home in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. You know, I want to remove the negative, the stigma from the 3K myth. You know, the Kirche, the church, and the children, because I want my mother's life story to be a model for the other Austrian and German descendants to openly communicate their heritage onto their children before this entire generation is completely gone.
Right.
You know, I think it's very important that we see another viewpoint of someone who was right there in the middle and who witnessed it firsthand for herself. I mean, people are emailing me and they're or calling me and they're sharing with me their stories that they're questioning their parents or their grandparents about the time of them being in the Hitler Youth. And so I want people now to know that there is no reason for them to feel ashamed about their time of growing up in Germany or Austria during this time and during World War II. You know, the parents and the grandparents of today were once innocent children themselves, you know, and what the disciplines that they were taught are, different than what's being taught today. But there was a stronger hold, you know, to gear the kids in the right direction. Here it seems to me that, they can do anything they want. They can go anywhere they want. There's no real, you know, discipline. I'm not saying beat anybody up or anything. I'm just saying, you know, have a little bit more respect. And children are like, if you hit me, then I'm going to call the cops on you and the parents are going to get arrested. You know, that never happened.
Right. Well, some of the things that the youth are doing now is unbelievable. I had a lady on last week that I was shocked about some of the things that that she told us were going on in the schools, and it's just terrible.
Mm.
All righty, why don't we take another call?
Okay.
Let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna, and you got a great guest on today. And, you know, it just brought back some memories. I used to date a girl from Germany back in 89 and 90, and she'd come over here for 6 months at a time and then go back to Germany for 6 months. And this brings back old memories because this is how she talked about her mother being in the Hitler Youth Corps and how much her mother loved it, how good Hitler was to the children. And that's kind of opposite of what history has said about Hitler. That's all I wanted to say.
Indeed. I think, too, when I talked about Kitty, what was her name?
Kitty.
Yes. And quite frankly, my personal opinion, unless you are sending your children to a religious school, that they should not be teaching religion in the school to begin with. I think that that's something that you should get at home or from church, because that's just the way that I feel. So to me, taking religion out of the schools seems to be a pretty good idea. Yeah.
From what I understand, my family's Catholic oriented, and that they hold their core values true to the family. But they don't go and push it on anybody or whatnot. Now, when I write in the book here, you know, even in our house, you know, we had a Bible, but we didn't have crosses, you know, on the walls or anything like that. And even in school growing up, I don't remember a cross being on the wall in school. And we were taught the political ideology of how strong the United States has become since World War II, and why the country became a superpower. And I think it's the personal preference of the family to teach the religious viewpoint in the home. And, you know, if they want to pray in school, let them do it by themselves. I don't think in this day and age that it's mandatory that they have to sit and say a prayer.
Exactly, because that means that the state is directing religious observance. All righty, we will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia A. Sander. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasander.blogspot.com, and she also has a Facebook page. We do invite your calls for questions or comments at 800-313-9443. And you were talking about the three Ks, the kitchen, the children, and the church. Or I guess that would be Kirch.
The Kirche, the Kuche, and the Kinder.
Ah, the Kinder, okay.
The three Ks. Well, and you know that there were practical guidelines that they became knowledgeable in. They were told that they had an understanding that they hold, that the children hold the future of their country within their own hands, because they were taught that everyone had a duty and a responsibility to their lager, to their mm-hmm. villages, and to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew that when they worked, when they helped, when they were in camaraderie and in fellowship, they were working not only to learn for themselves, but they were working together as an entire nation to raising it higher for the people of their fatherland. And Lanier was there to serve the farmers because they knew that without their farmers, they had no food. They wanted to be self-disciplined, and they wanted to be self-sustaining. And they were prepared. The children were being taught the basic skills necessary to prepare them to give them the foundation so that when they did marry, because, I mean, remember back then they married when they were 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, they were mature enough to step into the goal of either taking a vocation, a job, or being able to manage and run a household.
Right. Now, this thing about farming, it was one of the important factors on the NSDAP program, is that they wanted to
Hello?
Who were farming, they wanted to give the people who were farming the best education that they could. They wanted to have small farms. They did not turn their farms over to become factory farms.
Well, no, they were not producing genetically modified food, number one. Number two, they were producing food for their people. And not too many people know that during the time of the Third Reich, the government told the farmers that their debts are all cleared. They didn't have the financial burden or having to pay back a mortgage or pay off the loan for their farm equipment. And this is the only time in history that I know of that any country revered their farmers as much as Germany did during this time and say, we're going to educate the children. They're going to come and work on your farms. You're going to teach them. The whole community came together to teach the girls. And, you know, this is the only time where the government ever said, you know, if you have a 1,000-acre farm with a $1 million mortgage on it, don't worry about it. It's debt-free now. We want you to concentrate on growing the food, organic, good food for our people because we want our people healthy. It all came together for everybody.
Right. And they got rid of the middlemen, the people that the farmers were going to borrow money to get their seed, to get their farm equipment. They got rid of those middlemen and placed the farmer in charge of his land and did not encumber them, as you say, with mortgages and with all of this debt, correct?
Correct. It's absolutely correct because they wanted their farmers. The farmers were very, very important. When you read in the book here, I go into detail about how they revered their farmers and the mothers of the farmers' wives. And because they were providing the food, not only to the vegetables, the livestock, the beef, you know, cattle, pigs, chickens. I mean, I spoke with a little girl about a year ago, and I asked her, I said, where do you think our meat comes from? And she said, oh, the grocery store. She didn't even know farmers existed. I mean, that's scary.
Exactly. And she might be a little bit right, because most of the independent farmers in this country have been taken over by these big corporations, and
yes,
and now they're producing garbage for us to eat, and we suffer from all kinds of diseases and
yes,
physical problems.
Well, the ailments that come from it, because the food's all genetically modified. Corn is not real anymore. It's fake corn. You're
right.
Not getting the nutrients. I mean, look at the people 70 years ago and look how much the good shape they were in. When you go into YouTube and you look at the BDM girls and the Belief in Beauty Society, any of the films, you do not see obese children at 4 years old who should be weighing, you know, maybe 90 pounds or something. They're not 200 pounds. They didn't have Cheetos and Doritos to eat. They ate more fruits and vegetables and healthy. See, when I go to Europe even now and eat the meat, it tastes so good, and the food is so good. And
indeed,
because it's not, as my mother said, gespritz with the steroids.
I would have loved your mother.
Oh, she was so cool.
All righty, we are going to take a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Cynthia A. Sandor. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is cynthiasandor.blogspot.com. And although we've already addressed this, Kate wants to know what prompted her mother to tell her they will kill you when she first showed her the diary. And you said that you were really kind of trying to figure that out.
You know, that's very uncanny that you bring that up, because I was just thinking about that myself. And I think I know maybe an inkling to it, because on page 232, the girls are being taught their political ideology of what transpired after June 1914, when the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria, along with the Serene Highness, the Princess Sophie, were killed in Sarajevo. And from that point onward, when I was typing and writing this section in my manuscript, I noticed how it paralleled exactly what was going on here in the United States. And the transition, there's a parallel between what happened from in the Weimar Republic that led up to the hyperinflation, as to what happened when the Fuhrer took over the country and they became prosperous. And starting on page 232, I write about that, and I got the very strange feeling inside that how it parallels what's going on in our country. And what possibilities might occur if certain things do happen. And so that was one thought that I had. And the other thought was, you know, here you're going into a very personal life of someone who is now deceased. And my question is, would be, why would she not want to share this part of her life with her children? I mean, we went to Austria God knows how many times, and, you know, I was always had that fairy tale story in my head of Sound of Music because she was in Austria, and we traveled all throughout Austria and Salzburg and Gemünden. So she always showed us the beautiful side of Austria. So when I found the book and she said, don't show it to anyone because they will kill you, led me to ask, well, why? You know, maybe she saw something that was going on before her death that parallels what was going on in the country during that time. I don't know. But maybe she saw something that was happening in the country to then and today that reminded her of the history of the Weimar Republic and the severe poverty and the dependence of the people on the state. And nobody had work, nobody had jobs because of the, there was no money. The country was broke. But right. Everybody wanted money. Everybody wanted a free handout. And they said, no, you're not going to have it anymore.
Right.
And I don't know. Maybe my mom saw. See, it was difficult for my mom to articulate certain things because she said to me once, she said, don't ever stop because you'll die. And I'm like, okay, it took me 20 years to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally, I asked my aunt, I said, Dante Anita, what did mom mean by do not stop because you will die?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, your mother was running from the Russians that were shooting at us when we were little kids.
Oh, okay? My goodness.
And my uncle was 15 years old, and he stayed back to fight the Russians as they were coming into their little village and shooting everybody and killing everybody and destroying everything. So in my head for the longest time was, don't stop, because you'll die. And one day I got so tired, I said, Mom, I don't care if I die. I'm so tired, I'm taking a nap.
Right.
And I woke up 2 hours later, and I went, I didn't die. I feel great, you know. I mean, these are the, you know, that's why it's important, you know, as people that we take a moment, and not just a moment, years. It took me years to sit down and figure out, what is my belief system? What do I value? You know, right. where did this come from? You know, and I sat down and, you know, because I've read a lot of books on psychology and self-improvement and whatnot, but I wanted to know where, you know, we grow up sometimes with an irrational belief system, and we want to question why do I have that belief? But I didn't know. I always thought because of what my mom said, to learn as much as you can, to do as much as you can, learn a little bit every day, was just keep going, because if you're not in charge of your life, not in control, there's a difference, but in charge of your domain, so to speak, that you can become a better person, you can do more for yourself and help those that need help around you.
Right. Now your grandmother, Josepha.
Josepha,
she was,
yes.
She was born in 1900?
Correct.
In Austria.
Yes.
And so she was 14 at the time that they assassinated...
Archduke Ferdinand.
Right, and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That was in August, I think, in 1914. And that
June.
Caused... June? Was it June?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then warfare broke out, but it broke out like in August.
I think so, yes.
Yes. And so your mother, of course, heard the stories from her mother regarding what happened during World War I, which I think we have to know that history and the history of World War II to understand what is going on now.
I think that's a very good point that you bring up, because by the time my aunt was, my grandmother was 35, she already had her children. She lived through the poverty. She grew up in deplorable conditions because of World War One, and it was very difficult for her. And but she always lived in Kleinsel, and she was there, and she worked and helped the people around her in her village. But she became a very strong person, and she was very determined, and she was very intelligent for her age, because she had to take on not only the wife's role in the family and the mother, also the father's role, because her husband died. And so she was raising five children by herself, and she witnessed very drastic political, cultural, and socioeconomic changes. And she learned about the new countries that were being formed and the new ideologies that were being replaced by the old. You know, she already had lived a lifetime, and she wished for her children not to experience the same thing that she had lived through.
Sure.
You know, and she did not like the idea of sending her children into the Hitler Youth, because, you know, she personally did not believe in National Socialism. And because of that, the Gestapo came into the village and took her away, leaving the children alone for 3 days to fend for themselves. But when she returned...
Really?
Oh yeah, and when she, and I didn't know this until I was writing the book. I mean, my uncle told me this, and when my grandmother Oma, as we called her, when she returned, she was a very obedient servant to National Socialism, and so in her eyes, she wanted her country to remain sovereign and independent,
mm-hmm.
and so here you have
she. Was okay with your mother going into the Hitler Youth?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she finally realized that the government was giving her daughter an opportunity that she could not afford to give to her own children.
Okay.
Now, mind you, all of her children were in the Hitler Youth.
Okay. So she embraced National Socialism because she understood that this was a good thing.
Yes. Afterwards, because of everything that everybody said, you know, there's always mixed messages, okay?
Oh, sure.
And
sure.
So you get all confused about, I mean, even today I guess I'm confused sometimes with everything that's going on. And
sure.
So she learned that, because when she saw how good, when Trudel, my mother, Gertrude, was in the Jungmädel, she saw what she was learning. And that reflected back onto the family again.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncles, Uncle Hans, Uncle Emmerich, and my Aunt Dantinita were all in the Hitler Youth. So was my mom. And then 2 years later, my Uncle Franz went into the boys' division, the DJ and then the HJ.
Alrighty.
And, yeah. So she embraced it because she saw the benefits of training these kids to be, you know, to become great people.
All righty. We do have a bunch of callers. All of a sudden, we've got a rash of phone calls here. Let's take Werner in Canada. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan, and your guest. You basically are one of the few voices crying in the wilderness and try to debunk all this cliché that has been created over so many years, especially here in North America. And I'm outright furious when I hear people that have a fairly well-known reputation in the media and among writers and so, when they cannot get away from this cliché about the Nazis, and they completely ignore the big monster that was threatening all of Europe from the East, from the communists.
Exactly. So,
Verna,
did you have,
is this,
go ahead.
Can I comment to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say I appreciate you calling because I'm so interested in hearing what other people, you know, have to say because this is history. I just like to say that this is a book about my mother growing up during the time in Austria and the life that she lived and how she raised me as a child, because a lot of the principles that I've learned and the beliefs are from my mother. And I agree with you. I think Hitler was horrible as far as killing millions of people. That should have never happened, but it did.
Wait. That is not true. He did not kill millions of people. The Holocaust is a big farce.
It has been scientifically proven about the cyanide gas and the red brick buildings.
Okay, but we're talking about my mother. We're talking about my mother growing up in Lanier Lager. And right. Not too many people understand. As far as I know, the Lanier Lager program has only been touched upon. The History Channel, the Discovery Channel, nobody has ever did a documentary film on the girls in Lanier Lager.
Right.
And this is what the whole book is about. And
right.
This is my mother's story. This is not a story about anything else that happened during that time. This is just a story about a true story. It's a historical nonfiction biography about my mother growing up in Austria. The whole book is seen through her eyes.
Right.
That's why I entitled it Through Innocent Eyes.
Right. But we just want to make certain that... this was a Hitler Youth program, and there's been an awful lot of lies, not only about the Hitler Youth program, but about a lot of other things that happened in that country, in Austria and in Germany, that were not true. And so we just want to make certain that we cover that too.
Yeah. And I just like to let, you know, people know that there was a program called Lanier Lager, and that it was very good for the children, and that my mother enjoyed being there.
Great.
My mother, she was about the same age as your grandmother. My mother was born in 1903.
Okay.
She went through that time.
It was a horrible time. World War One, yes.
World War One, and then the Weimar Republic, and basically what other options did the German people, the people of the German nation, you know, including the Austrian, what other options did they have? They had to put themselves up by their bootstraps, and then I hear all this nonsense. Oh, the bankers, they financed the Nazis. It's a bunch of nonsense. The work ethics that had been mustered up under the National Socialists, where people... There had been again a sense instilled of responsibility towards the community, towards the family, towards the country.
Exactly, and that's what this book is about, Werner.
And this is what now the perpetrators who have been behind the last 100 years of war, what they want to destroy in one nation after another. So those nations fall like a ripe fruit into their lap, and they can incorporate them into their new world order, their new world government.
Right. All righty. Well, I appreciate your call, Werner.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty, let's take Dan real quick in Texas. Dan, welcome to the program. Dan? Is Dan there? Dan in Texas? Okay, so we'll move on to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Well, and you?
Just fine. You've touched on it, and that's why I think I can call up and talk about it. Like, her mother's story verifies, you know, that the conditions in what went on in Germany, and that Hitler was actually just pro-German, but and you've talked about the money, and whenever I hear stories about Hitler or Nazi or Germany. I want to point out the money situation. The international bankers demonized Hitler because he created his own money to bring Germany out of what it was, what the international bankers put him in. Interest-free money, that's one of the reasons, with their work ethics, brought Germany in from nothing up to what he created. And then they had to go after him again. The reason he's demonized, and you never hear this in history, is he defied the international bankers and created his own interest-free money, which is how countries can prosper.
Right. All righty, we do have to go to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Cynthia A. Sandor. She is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. And she will be coming back in about a week, so save your questions, and we will be hearing more from Cynthia. And her blogspot, her website is cynthiasandor.blogspot.com. Okay, Joel, please finish up your comments, because we do have another caller that we need to get to.
Okay, I'll just go quick. Whenever Hitler and the Nazi Germany is brought up, I'd like to bring up the money. He was justification for a war, just similar to the weapons of mass destruction are, you know, in more recent times.
Sure.
and I'll take off.
Okay, well, thanks for your phone call. All right. Dan, are you there? Is Dan there?
Deanna?
Yes.
I'm here.
All righty, welcome.
Yes, if it's appropriate to ask Deanna, and you might want to cover this when Ms. Sandor comes back next week, that I would like to hear addressed in all this mix is, in any society, in any form of government, how are we to treat people that are blind and people that are like paraplegic, quadriplegic, seriously, you know, legitimately, seriously handicapped? And that's just an issue I never hear discussed. And if it's appropriate, I'd like to hear it discussed.
Okay, probably, perhaps not with Cynthia, but we've certainly covered that in the past. Maybe we'll need to cover that again.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, Mark in Florida. Mark, welcome.
It's me.
Yes, okay.
Hello?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I just want to say, how are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Good, thank you. I just want to say that I think it's great that a book like this is written because there's so many unknown stories out there from everybody involved, not just in World War II, but any conflict or incident. That's not saying anybody's right or wrong. It's just saying that every individual has a story that needs to be heard because we so often overlook every those little aspects of history which complete the big picture. And
indeed,
it's great that Cindy did this book.
I think so,
thank
too.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you,
thank
Mark.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I hope you all have a good week.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I agree with Mark. This is a wonderful thing that you've done, and you have certainly shed a lot of light on a lot of, not just your mother, but
yeah,
everybody that that was with her,
yeah,
and the influence that she had over you, with her neighbors,
yeah,
with her community. And she gained that, as you indicate, from being a part of this group.
Thank you. I like to read a particular passage out from the book, if I may. It's very short.
Okay, we just have a few seconds.
It's only a few seconds. And
okay,
she wrote, "When the last day comes, you will show the Lord your God your hands. And those who work and toil hard enough, your hands may rest in heaven. And whoever has fine white hands must first show his heart to God."
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, bless you.
Thank you. Guys, I feel very, very thankful and grateful and appreciative for being on your show, Deanna. And I feel like I like to open up the minds of people to let them know that there was a camp called Lawn Your Lager for the girls.
All righty. And you're going to come back in a week, and we're going to talk about this some more. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
listeners. Have a wonderful day.